A New Home, the Arctic. After many years of exploration and wandering, Wellesley settled on the great Lyachovsky Island, which is the southernmost island of the New Siberian Islands. These sparsely populated Arctic islands are located between the Laptev Sea and the East Siberian Sea. Hunters come here from the mainland, and a few adventurers live here permanently. Here, Wellesley survives the first winter. He lives in something of a cave or dugout. He uses ground coal and lives as a trader and a hunter. Wellesley gradually builds his own business. During his expeditions, he travels all the way to Alaska. He explores Alaska more thoroughly when he passes through the Chilkoot Pass and sails down the Yukon River over White Horse to the Golden Region near Dawson City, and all the way to the St. Michael Port in the Bering Sea. Surely he does not live in only one place. He goes on long hunting trips. This part of his stories about life in the North is the most detailed. He always depicts his life in the Arctic with lots of excitement. This was for him a time of great freedom and adventure. Wellesley also observes the devastating effects that alcohol has on the lives of the indigenous peoples, and so he fights against smugglers who illegally sell them alcohol. Though poorly educated, Wellesley is able to distinguish between good and evil, between justice and injustice. He lives together with nature, but at the same time he realizes the vastness of the world and the insignificance of being a human. In 1931, he waxes philosophical on this subject in the letter to Dr. Novotny from Brno. The world is nature, and every living soul has the right to live in it, to walk on it. Especially in these places where man has to cross distances to reach his home. It is really sad to use rights and restrictions against our nature. Here, a man is nothing more than a little worm in the soil. Nature is for everybody, and nobody can stop a man from traveling in the polar areas. And so, I have to make one more trip as a wanderer to the north. Wellesley wrote this letter after a brief visit to Czechoslovakia between 1928 and 1929. Here he expresses disappointment that in time of laws, visas, and regulations, he can't reach the New Siberian Islands through Canada. The happiest part of Wellesley's life was spent in the Arctic. At least here, destiny was on his side. He lived in the Arctic for 30 years, far from civilization in an area not ruled by any government. Wellesley found what he wanted, freedom, which also meant a great responsibility to himself and his friends.